Fishing Without Borders, Lake Constance Fisheries since 1893. Fishing on Lake Constance has a very long history, going back thousands of years. But here, we are focusing on modern fisheries. And for us, that story begins in the year 1893. Politically, Lake Constance is quite unique. There are no fixed national borders on the water. The upper lake is shared by Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. And you can imagine what happens if everyone fishes according to their own rules. Conflicts are inevitable. That is why 1893 marked a major breakthrough. The governments of Austria, Baden, Bavaria, Württemberg, Liechtenstein, and Switzerland agreed on common regulations. This agreement became known as the Bregenz Agreement. It established shared rules for sustainable fishing. These included catch limits, closed seasons, and the artificial breeding of young fish. And the remarkable thing is, this agreement is still in effect today. Representatives of the surrounding countries meet regularly, review the condition of fish stocks, and discuss new measures. Their decisions are then implemented into national law by each country. This system has been working for more than 130 years, across borders, cooperatively, and successfully. It is no surprise that fisheries on Lake Constance are often considered an international model of good cooperation. And if you would like to explore the details further, you will find more information right here on the panels.